Proverbs 18. And then we'll see a bit more scriptures today. Proverbs 18, verse 14. Can we all see the screen? The scripture says, the spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness or infirmity. And then it says, but who can bear a broken spirit? And I told us yesterday, for those of us that were here yesterday, that word sickness or infirmity, you can expand it. It's not just sickness as in malaria or COVID or whatever physical ailment you know. It speaks about difficulty, speaks about anything that seeks to keep you grounded and limit your ability to be fruitful and productive in God. And then I told us that one of the things that makes life flow out of your spirit is the attitudes that we follow God with or we engage God with. And then we looked at one attitude, which was focus. I just want to lay one or two more blocks on focus, and then we'll see another attitude that we must have in this season. Amen. So, you know, I kept using season and year, but more of season. So this is not just a new year message. Pastor has preached all the new year message, but for most of us here, we're in a new season. As a house, we're in a new season. And if we're in a new season, then there are new attitudes that we must have so that we can have the best of everything that God is bringing to us. Is that clear enough? So we're looking at focus, and we said a couple of things. Let's see First Thessalonians chapter 4. It's a scripture that you are familiar with. Verse 11. Amen. Let's back up to 10. Okay, and indeed you do so toward all the brethren who are in Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more. That you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to walk with your own hands as we commanded you. Amen. That you may walk properly towards those who are outside, and that you may lack nothing. Let's go back to verse 11. So this is the word of God. It says that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, and then to mind your own business. You know, many times when somebody tells you, mind your business, it sounds like an insult. But it's one of the best counsel that someone can ever give you, or you can ever give to someone. So can you just look at somebody now and tell them, mind your business. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell them again. Tell another person. This year, mind your business. Amen. Now we have... Amen. Now we have... The challenge is that because you already see it as an insult, you don't appreciate the beauty of this statement or the spirit of it. Mind, when people say mind, some people are very stingy, for example, and they say, I'm minding my business. Somebody is dying in front of you like this, and the Holy Spirit is nudging you to help, but you say, I'm minding my business. That's not what this scripture is saying. So let's just deconstruct it a bit. Mind your business connotes that there's an assignment. There's something that God has put in your hand. And he's saying, focus on that thing. Amen. A lot of people, I was telling us yesterday how many people are easily carried away. And many of us, or some of us, are carried away to the point where what God has put in our hands is not receiving the attention that it is supposed to receive. And if you are like that, if nothing is done, gradually your spirit will be getting broken. Amen. And remember, it is the spirit that sustains a man in his infirmity. In other words, your spirit is what carries you through life. Pastor Zach put it this way. He said, all life is where? In the belly. And Jesus told us that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So that means that if you are not focused as you should be, forget about being a blessing. You can't really be a blessing to the people that you are supposed to be a blessing to. Because after a while, you will be so scattered inside and you are not sure of what God is calling you to do. So this is one block of focus. The Bible says, mind your business. This year or this season, whatever you see as the call of God on your life, please take it seriously. Amen. It's not just for pastors. There is nobody in this room that doesn't have a call of God on their head. Amen. Everybody here has a call of God on their head. The expression is different. Not everybody will stand here. But we've always said that the percentage of people standing here is smaller. Amen. So, however the expression will be, there is a call on everybody here. And God is saying to you this morning, mind your business. Value the call. Value what God has put in your hand. Do you even know what God has put in your hand? Some of us are so careless. We've not even taken stock on what God has put in our hands. Whatever God has put in our hands, or whatever God will put in your hands this year, the word is saying to you, mind your business. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that God will give us understanding in Jesus' name. So that is one attitude that we must arm ourselves with in this season. Why is attitude so important? You see, when you keep hearing new apostolic wineskins, which we've been, of course, as Pastor said, we've been experiencing that before the conference. And the conference was just like a public announcement of what God has been doing. And that's what we'll continue to experience going forward. One of the expressions of a new wineskin, it's a new mindset. Amen. If we're just saying new apostolic wineskin, and we're not renewing our minds, we're deceiving ourselves. We'll still come back in December and we'll discover that not much has changed. God forbid. Amen. So there is a call in the spirit to think differently, to renew our minds. And one of the critical components of your mind is the attitude with which you engage God and engage life. Amen. Years ago, I read a book. It's one of, I've not read too many books, but God always helps me. I don't read the useless ones. I read the ones that change my life, whether it is spiritual or secular. I don't read the one that confuses my mind and I'm asking useless questions. Like one that they wrote one time, Da Vinci Code. And they said Jesus had a wife. You know, if you continue reading that book, you might not be here today. Amen. Because if Jesus had a wife, there are descendants. Where are those descendants? You can imagine the confusion. They said he was dating Mary Magdalene. Very useless book. And some people have read it and it has put them in trouble today. They've not recovered. So God has helped me. I don't read useless books. But one of the books I read, I can't even remember the name, but the writer put something there that changed my life. And it is one of the things that guides me till today. He said there are two important decisions that everybody will make. He said the first one, of course, is your decision to follow Jesus, which we all call giving your life to Christ and all of that. And then he said that the second one is the attitude with which you will follow him. Do you understand that? It's not enough to say, I'm following Jesus. How are you following him? And I've observed for a while, we are not all following him with the same attitude. Is there any controversy about that? We are not all following him with the same attitude. So today, one of the things you must settle in your mind or in your heart is going forward. Let's use 2022, which is going to run very quickly. Just in case you are still in the festive mood, please come out of it very, very fast. You see, don't give yourself to useless statements. I hear people say January is 200 days. Which January? January that will soon finish. Those are statements of people that don't have focus and people that don't have vision. If you have vision, the days are not even enough. In another, those of you that are salary people, you will soon collect your salary. You are blown your December salary. Don't worry. Another one is coming. Amen. In another 2 weeks, it will be the end of January. Then we'll enter Valentine month. Amen. So start to prepare your Valentine. There's anybody you are toasting, don't say it's not an emergency. Amen. February 14 is a global date. Everybody knows. So don't switch off your phone that day and say you were off on the creeks or whatever. Amen. I don't know how people date such useless people. Can you just switch off your phone on Valentine's Day and then you surface the next day or 2 days after? And some people still believe those stories. I don't know how people are doing it. But you see, all those useless statements. January is 200 days. Which 200 days? That's because there's no vision. There's no focus. So what led me to that? This year is going to run very quickly. So anything you are doing, as Jesus said, do quickly. There's no time. I told you yesterday, you don't have time. Amen. Even if you are a teenager here, you don't have time. The earlier you start, the better. So let's go back to the message. Your decision to follow Jesus and the attitude with which you would follow him. I'm not a motivational speaker. I don't like them. But you've heard that statement. Your attitude determines your altitude. There's some sense in it. They are basically telling you that with the right attitude, you would go a long way. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you this morning, with the right attitude to the things of God this year, with the right attitude to the things of the Spirit, you will go very far. So that writer said, after you have decided to follow Christ, he said you must determine the attitude with which you would follow him. And one of the attitudes that we're looking at is focus. I will soon run away from here. But please mind your business this year. Whatever God has put in your hands, trust God that that thing will prosper, that thing will grow. Or let me say it another way. Whatever God has trusted you with, believe him that that thing would prosper. It will not fail in your hands. Do you know that marriage, for example, is a trust? Do you know? Marriage is a trust. God, if you're a man, God has trusted you that if he gives you his daughter, her life will be good. She would become everything that God wanted her to become, and vice versa. If you don't mind your business, that marriage will not blossom the way it is supposed to blossom. And it is like that in every other area of your life. So one of the things that would help you to mind your own business is to understand the peculiarity of the call of God on your life. Understand your assignment. I see that phrase a lot on social media. When somebody dresses well, they'll say she understood the assignment. But that's a useless assignment to understand, because they are dressing well, but their life is not moving. Don't let that be the only assignment that you understand. Do you see that phrase? Somebody dresses well, said he understood the assignment. She understood the assignment. But the real assignment, there's no clue. Amen. I'm not telling you not to, if you don't dress well, that one is your own business. But I'm saying there is a more serious assignment. So if you don't understand your assignment, if you don't understand what God will have you do, there's really nothing to mind. You will be everywhere. Amen. You'll be easily carried away. I told you yesterday, whether you're on social media or whether you are not on social media, that you are not on social media is not a guarantee that you will be focused automatically. So living or staying is not the issue. The issue is, are you minding your business? One of the things that will help your life this year, that will increase your thanksgiving, that will help you appreciate what God is doing is as you begin to mind your business on a higher level. Amen. So you can't mind what you don't understand, or you can't mind what you don't appreciate. Amen. Appreciate yourself. Appreciate how God has framed you. Appreciate how the Holy Spirit is dealing with you. This might not be for everybody, but settle issues of inferiority complex. Whatever is making you inferior, settle it in the place of prayer. Settle it in the place of counseling. Whatever esteem issues you have, because these are the things that don't make people appreciate their assignment ultimately. You appreciate everybody, but when it comes to you, you are just going like that. And I told you yesterday that all of us, when we stand before God, there are things that God will ask us about, and there are things that He won't really ask us about. May you not stammer when He is asking you. Because if you don't mind your business, on that day you will stammer and you will be ashamed. But that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. So it's time to make progress in the understanding of our assignment, in your understanding of the call of God upon our lives. Some of us were not here yesterday. One of the things I told you was, any prophecy that you don't really understand. Well, many times you don't understand the full extent, but at least you can have some appreciation for it. There shouldn't be any prophecy that is just prophecy. Ultimately, prophecy should affect how you are thinking, how you are behaving. Do you understand that? So any prophecy that you cannot join yet to what God is doing in your life, please don't leave it like that. Pray. The people that give you the word, if you can disturb them. Let them explain. Let them, till that thing enters your spirit. Do you understand? It's not just receiving word, and it's not changing you. After a while, you won't know who you are. You won't know where you are going. You won't know where you are coming from. And of course, you won't mind your business. So it's a year to mind our business. You will see many things. You would hear many things. But I pray that you will remember this word. Mind your business. Hallelujah. Amen. And you can't mind what you don't understand. So the Lord will give us understanding in Jesus' name. I'll move very quickly to the next attitude that we must arm ourselves with. Okay, before then, let's see 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Is this making sense to you? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Hallelujah. The scripture says, let no man despise your youth, but be an example to the believers. Please pay attention now. In word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Amen. No, let's stay on 12. Be an example to the believers. Let's chorus it in word, in conduct, in love, spirit, in purity. Now you see that in spirit there. If you expand it, one of the meanings is attitude. Hallelujah. So the Bible is saying that even in your attitude, you should be an example. Pastor made a statement last week. He said that demons ride on behavior. And please believe it. Demons ride on behavior. Much of the psychological issues that people have, many times it's just pure demonic issues, from schizophrenia to all the phrenias, is just pure demonic at the root of it. You know that cannot be the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, there are people that hear voices and they can't do anything. Many times it's at their highest point, and then that voice will just come to disgrace them and embarrass them. And many of them have been cut short. Hallelujah. So the Bible says we should be an example in attitude. If demons ride on behavior, one of the critical components of your behavior is your attitude. If demons ride on behavior, it means that angels and the Holy Spirit also can ride on our behavior. So that means that there are certain attitudes that you can engage God with, or you can arm yourselves with, that it becomes faster to attract or to carry the presence of God. Do you understand that? There is nobody that carries the presence of God in a very unique way that you admire that has a rubbish attitude. Amen. It won't work. They might carry it for a while. After a while, the thing would lift. Any beauty that you admire in anybody's life, go and check. There are certain attitudes that are in place. So please, this year, don't joke with attitude. Don't do things anyhow. God is looking at your attitude. And that's what one of the things that would determine the quality of life that flows out of you. Hallelujah. So, having said all of this, I want us to look at one more attitude that God must help us with this year, and then we'll just run very quickly. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Amen. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Let's go back to verse 5. let this mind be in you. I told you yesterday, if you read this verse in some other translations, it says, let this attitude that Jesus had be your attitude. Amen. And what was that attitude here? Humility. In this season, please, I beg you, in the name of God, humble yourself. Keep walking. Keep walking to be humble. Amen. Because that is the only way that God raises people up. And that is the only way that God releases grace on people. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. And you know, it is better to humble yourself than for God. How many of us want God to humble us? You won't like the process. You may not even be able to survive. You may not even be able to survive the process. Remember the story that Pisac always used to tell us about someone he knew, and that God said that he's going to deal with that guy. You remember that story? Now, if God says he will deal with you, the question is, who will beg? Amen. Hallelujah. Another question is, what did the person do? This merciful God says he will deal with somebody. Amen. You know that's a big problem. It doesn't matter the mountain that you run to, the prayer mountain you run to, God has said that he would deal with you. Amen. And sometimes if you are not careful, if you try to help someone that God is dealing with, he will deal with both of you. Amen. So you have to check. Amen. I heard PK say once that one guy came to ask him for money, and God said he was going to give him, and God said he shouldn't give him, that he's the one doing him and he shouldn't give him money. And it was a very scary illustration. Real life experience, though. I didn't care to know the person. I don't want to know that kind of thing. So it's not even everybody that you give money to. Some people, God is the one fighting them. It's not Buhari. It's not the Nigerian economy. Amen. So let us humble ourselves. Humility is a big deal. The Bible says pride goes before a fall. And it says, a haughty spirit before destruction. Let us keep walking on humility. Humble yourself. You are not as big as you think you are. The Bible says, if any man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, amen, he deceives himself. Amen. Some people just believe that they are something, that this whole world, we are here because of them. Amen. But it won't take long before they discover that that is a rumor. Please humble yourself. In the Psalms, God says he would save the humble person. Amen. Let us humble ourselves. If Jesus humbled himself, then you must humble yourself. There is a humility that you must approach the scriptures with. This year, don't approach the scriptures as a rabbi. Amen. You won't understand one thing there. You'll be quoting it, but the life will not flow. Humble yourself. How many of you have read scriptures that you've been reading for years, and one day you just saw it in another way? That's the word of God for you. It is fresh. It's not don't allow anybody drag you into any competition. I've read the Bible back to back 100 times. We're not competing. Read the Bible, that's good. But what we want is the life. Amen. Amen. What we want is the life. It's not reading it back to back is not the issue. You can read it back to back for quiz. Amen. For competition. For debate. But your marriage, two of you have nearly broken your heads. Business, nothing is working. There is no life. Amen. Every time I look at Daddy Freeze, for example, it's just a pure comedian to me. Amen. And then he has this thing that he does. He will say he's reading the Bible in the original Greek. Pure comedy. And he's reading, and he believes it's making sense. Amen. And there are many people like that. John 3:16, they won't even understand. Amen. Nothing will open because we're not approaching it with the right level of humility, with the right attitude. Approach the scriptures. If you don't hear anything this morning, please hear this one. Don't approach the scriptures as a man of God, as a woman of God. Don't approach the scriptures because you want to preach, or because you want to teach, or because you want to share revelation. You won't understand anything. Amen. I told you yesterday that one scripture that sits in your spirit the way it is supposed to sit will change your life. One of the reasons why it's still very easy for a lot of people to be carried away is because the things that are supposed to be sitting in their spirit, they are not sitting the way that they are supposed to sit. So they are jumping up and down, they are making all sorts of noise, but it's not sitting the way it's supposed to sit. Humility will help you. Amen. It will help you a lot. There's some disgrace that will never come your way if you are humble. You may not know much, but that spirit, that attitude, it will save you from disaster in every area of life. Some people have lost money because they are not humble. Some people, nobody wants to marry them because they are not humble. Amen. Rather than toast like a normal person, you want to go through the route of man of God. Hey, go and be doing your man of God now. You have to humble yourself. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Just behave like you are not a human being. Some people behave as if, I told you yesterday, make sure that you are not floating. Let your feet be on the ground. Anything that is not normal, just be observing it from a distance. Amen. Humble yourself. Just like focus, many of us think that we understand humility, but we don't really. And even if you do, it is progressive. Amen. Because there are many manifestations of pride that it will take the Holy Spirit many times to open your eyes. For example, if you make a mistake and you refuse to forgive yourself. You know you're a proud person. Because even after God has forgiven you, say, no, I can't believe. But the real issue is that you thought you were something. And you're like, how can this something fumble like this? And you are going through that. But we just wrap it in that we love God. But the real issue is that you are proud. Let us humble ourselves. The Bible says, when we humble ourselves, that God will exalt us in due season. Be like a child. Let there be nobody that you cannot learn from. Amen. No, some people only learn. You know, you can learn from your child, for example. Yes. Children teach us yes. a lot. Yes, sir. And if you say, who is this child? What does he know? You will just be entering error upon error. And your life might never be maximized. Humility will help you. That's one of the only places in Scripture where the Bible says, You don't need to fast for grace. Amen. Amen. You don't need to go to one prayer mountain and say you are looking for grace. Just humble yourself. It is automatic. It says he gives grace to the humble. Let us humble ourselves in many ways. In your unit, humble yourself. In this house, humble yourself. Don't be the one that everybody is going like this. You are going like this. You say they've missed it. When they get it, they will join me. No, you are the one that needs to join and line up. Amen. Let us humble ourselves, and you will see the power of God in how many of us want to see the power of God in greater dimensions in your life? Amen. You need to come to a point in your life where you are just tired of drama and all the empty talk that is not changing anybody. Let us humble ourselves. Husband, humble yourself. Wife, humble yourself. Do you know how many people, I don't know why I keep talking about losing money, but there might be one or two people here. Do you know how many people have lost money just because they didn't listen to their wife? And then after they've lost the money, that same pride will not allow their brain to reset. And then they lose another one. And they lose another one. And they keep... In fact, you lose to a point where you'll be so ashamed, you can't even talk about it anymore. This pride, it manifests in different ways. So I started with the most important one, the way that we approach the scripture. Humility will help you. You will understand the Bible faster if you have a humble attitude. Amen. I don't mean quoting Bible verses, though, because there are many people that quote verses that they don't really understand. But I'm talking about getting the life out of it. Humility will help you. It says, let's see that place in first. Okay, this is the account of James. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Let's see Peter's account. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Amen. So we must allow the Holy Spirit move us progressively in our appreciation of humility and meekness and all those things, so that you are just like a child. Amen. Even if you are a man of God, there has to be a childlike part to you. Amen. If you're a woman of God, there has to be a... Do you know how many people pray as men of God? Amen. They are dying. Something is killing them inside. Sometimes it might be a sin issue. Sometimes it might be a physical issue. But they won't go to God in a humble way. There are people on their third marriage, but they still want to be doing marriage seminar up and down. Amen. Now somebody says, don't judge. But how can you be on your third marriage and you are doing seminar up and down with an air of, I know this thing. Amen. You really don't know. You really don't know what you are saying. Amen. Do you know what it means to be in your third marriage? It's not a joke. First of all, with all those women, there's a part of you that they all have, that it will take another deliverance again to get those parts back. It's not normal. And then there's no guarantee even that this third marriage will work. Because every marriage is unique. That's the folly of, just in case there's anybody thinking about leaving their wife or leaving their husband, there's no guarantee that the next one will be better. The next one might have more skoi. If I'm most likely, it will have more mental issues. Amen. So the one you are managing, just be managing. As long as they are responding to treatment, just be managing them like that. Amen. There's nothing outside. Hallelujah. But some people have that temptation. I remember someone called me one day and he was trying to make a case for polygamy in the Bible. I already knew that this one was going. I didn't even engage him. I didn't even engage him too much. Amen. So we must be humble. Life, there will be more life is released when there is humility in our midst. Humility in our families, humility in our homes, in our businesses. You grow faster. I don't know how God does it. I don't know that technology, but it's difficult to see somebody that has a humble attitude that is not making progress. Pride will mess you up. Amen. And you might not be able to recover. And I said that there are many forms of this pride. And one of the first forms is this year, don't look at yourself. Don't look at yourself too much. Yourself that you should look at, anything that is not your God you, anything you cannot trace to God, don't look at it too much, because something is going to suffer. Amen. These are the things that will nourish your spirit, that will ensure that you are not broken, you are not crushed. When people say that they are depressed, one of the implications, depression is a big deal. And that's why I just laugh when I see some people, they say, you know, that's like the reigning thing now. An employee is sloppy with his work. They fire him. And he say, my mental health. Which mental health? What of the mental health of the employer? Amen. That's the reigning thing. Any small thing, my mental health. And I always say, God will not allow you to see depression. How can you say you don't have 5K? You say you are depressed. What kind of nonsense depression is that? Any problem that money can solve, yeah, that's not a problem. Amen. If 5K is your problem, I'm going to say, see me after the service, but don't see me. Amen. You can see Pastor D. Hallelujah. Or you can see Chris. Amen. But don't see me. 5K is your problem. But if 5K is your problem, that's not really a problem. Amen. But when the import of depression is that your spirit is broken, your spirit is crushed. And when you see depression in its fullest form is a spiritual matter. It's no longer a psychological. If you are going to see a psychologist, make sure that psychologist is born again. If he's not born again, run away. Because he probably has demons that he wants to transfer to you. So the demons you brought there, you are living there with more. Amen. Depression in its fullest form is a spiritual matter. You better run to somebody that can pray or find a way to pray. All this English we are still speaking, there's really no problem. Amen. Some people just need AC to be blowing them. Their problem is solved. Amen. Because Lagos is very hot. Just look for a cold room and that depression will leave you. Amen. But depression in its fullest form is a spiritual thing. And that's why we're reading that, we're looking at that scripture. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. It means that if your spirit is intact, if the right components are there, the whole world can be on fire, but you will always stand tall. Amen. So you want the right things to be entering your spirit and the wrong things to be leaving. And one of the things that should be in your spirit is humility. We've talked about focus. Humility must be there. There's a scripture in Proverbs. If the media can help me find it, we'll soon begin to tie it up. Have you been blessed?
Yes, sir.
We'll soon begin to tie it up. The Bible says that the humble in spirit will retain honor. There's something about humility that God cannot overlook. Not the false one. No. You know, some people look humble. And well, it's part of it, but it's a small part of it. But what is going on? What is going on inside? So I'm not asking you to be kneeling down for everybody. If you're doing it genuinely, no problem. But God knows when a person is humble, because God will always reach a humble person. God, the Bible says, God will save the humble person. Let us humble ourselves. Let us have a fresh appreciation for humility. Don't allow anything that God has given you get into your head and you begin to misbehave. Do you know how many anointed people cannot greet people again? Amen. They can't greet people again. And they're just talking through their nose. Because they just believe that they are something. You see, everything that you are in God. Outside God, you are nothing. And I don't want to say keep reminding yourself, Because if some people keep reminding themselves, they may leave. They may get very frustrated, depending on the maturity level. But find a way to put that before you, that you are not really as big as you think you are. Amen. Always tell yourself, God forbid, if you die today, the world will not stop. In fact, some people say, thank God that idiot has gone. No matter who you are.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
No matter who you are, say, thank God that idiot has gone. That's how some people, do you know there are people that genuinely rejoice when they hear that some people have died. Amen. And it's not a good heart. It doesn't matter how evil they were. It's not a very, when you hear that anybody has died, the first thing that should come to your mind was the person saved? And if they were saved, it will help you to manage the grief. If they were not saved, there's really nothing you can do about that. But that can fuel your determination to win more souls so that we will not lose more people. That's how your mind should be working.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Whether old, whether young, was the person saved? So we need to be humble. God will do more through us as we embrace a heart and a spirit of humility, because you will be teachable. You know, not all of us are teachable. Have you ever tried to teach somebody something before and the person is arguing with you? Amen. Now, if you knew this thing, your life would not be like this. So I'm trying to help you, but you are arguing. And you know that such people, you know that they won't go far. Amen. I use the illustration of marriage. And there are many other illustrations. Have you seen people that are always doing business seminar and they've not made 10K successfully for 12 months? I have one like that. He's always doing seminar. You know, so he's going to walk like this. He's going to walk like this. The last one now. So he bossed me one time. He said, please, that he needs some cash. So I sent him 4K. So he said he was going to pay back. So when it was time to pay back, he said, oh, that there's this investment opportunity, blah, blah, blah. So I said, okay, instead of returning that 4K, you can put it inside. He put me on the WhatsApp group so that we'll be seeing I hope he's not watching. So that we'll be seeing how the investment is going. That he has some e-book that has that book. He had done all the calculation. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are still 1K, we have not seen. All the people that, in fact, the last one now, he fell sick. Because all the projections are not working. But I noticed that he's not, you can't teach him. You can't teach him. He knows all the business ideas in this world. But 1K, I told you yesterday, don't build castles in the air.
Yes.
Let your feet be on the ground. Let your sleeves be rolled up. Some people just talk million, million, million. But we need 10K. We need 20. Don't marry somebody like that. Anybody, some people have big, 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 big dreams. But there are no baby steps. One of the reasons is pride. Amen. They are not humble. Some people just believe one day Dangote will send for them in this Nigeria. Amen. And even if that happens, that attitude will rob them of every good thing that is meant to come their way. You would gain more this year. You would increase more this year as you begin to embrace humility. Increase in the things of the spirit and even in your natural life. Anything you don't know, don't be ashamed to say you don't know it. Yeah. Amen. We always use the illustration of maths. The reason some of us don't know maths today and we will not know is because we are not humble. Amen. If you go and check, some of us, there was one girl, maybe short girl like this, that knows the thing. But to go and meet her, you know, you have to humble yourself now. Maybe you have one nickname like Pizza, Don, whatever. The Don has to go and sit before this small girl. She might even insult you, but at least you get what you came there for. And that's the reason why some people don't know maths till today. Because the person that could have taught them said, wow, what does she know? But the grades show that you people are not on the same level. Amen. Let us humble ourselves. Let us humble ourselves. We cannot overemphasize this. But I know that the Spirit of God is always on a humble person. The Spirit of God is always on a humble attitude. So as we talk new apostolic wineskins, don't be looking for high things that will not move your life forward. One of the expressions of new apostolic wineskins is humility. A humble spirit. People will not be doing as if they just dropped from heaven like Oduduwa. Amen. Hallelujah. You are normal. And the life of God is flowing through you. One of the reasons why many marriages are not working, pride. Nobody wants to agree that they don't know as much as they should know. Amen. You should be able to look at yourself and say, the way I'm going, is my head correct like this? And do the graph, if I continue on this road, where will I end up? It's part of the marks of humility. Don't lie to yourself. Amen. Know what you have. Know what you don't have. Know your area of grace. Amen. Know the area where you don't have grace. And it will help you to appreciate the people that have it. And you go closer to them. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't say, I have everything. I'm a one-man riot squad. Amen. We thank God for your life. But the results will soon show that you don't have... There's nothing multi about you. It's just one thing that he gave you. But you deceive yourself. Amen. Humility will help us. And as we engage, I want us in all our engagements this year, let us approach this thing with humility. Anywhere you see pride, let your alarm immediately, let something go off in your heart. Don't associate with proud people. Amen. Don't make covenant with proud people, they will put you in trouble. Hallelujah. Okay, that's the scripture I was talking about. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. Help me see if you can find that one where in Psalms where it says that God will save the humble person. I think it's Psalm 18 or so. Hallelujah. So I've tried to add two more blocks on focus, and I've spoken about humility, childlikeness. Jesus said that the kingdom is like those who have a childlike heart and a childlike attitude. Make up your mind that you would be a child this year. Not child, of course, as per foolishness, but child as per attitude. And see how God will lift you. See how ministry, you know, in this house, we're not afraid to use that word because we've taught extensively that ministry doesn't just speak of the pulpit. And see how ministry, pure ministry, pure wine, pure oil will flow out of your life. Hallelujah. I don't know what you are believing God for, but one of the things that you must trust God for is that your life will be a channel through which others will be blessed. Many people will be refreshed through your life this year. Hallelujah. The Lord will bless us as we practice these things in the name of Jesus. God bless you.